This is Randy Hacker with another postcard from Asia from the KU Center for East Asian Studies. Across dynasties here in China, imperial stone lions have guarded the entrances to imperial buildings. On the right, a male lion, his right paw resting possessively on a globe, symbolizing dominion over the world. On the left, a female lion, her left paw resting possessively on a cub, symbolizing the cycle of life. Two genders appear together to balance yin and yang, called Shershir, or stone lion in Chinese. They bear a striking resemblance to dogs, which might explain, in some kooky backhanded way, the logic behind the People's Park Zoo's decision to claim that a Tibetan Mastiff was an African lion. Sure, Tibetan Mastiffs are large and have shaggy mane-like fur around their head, but still, there was a dead giveaway that tipped the public off. In China, dogs say wong wong. In the US, they say woof woof. Whatever. Neither is the sound a lion makes in any language. From the KU Center for East Asian Studies, this is Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.